I think it is time for our forecast with Pat Pagano. Let's find out. Are you there, Pat?
Yes. What happened with your Skype?
I have audio proof that I've been trying to call you for 3 minutes, and it says you're online, but then it would ring and say you're not online.
Right, and I'm saying hello,
yep.
And I see your picture on Skype,
yep.
And the little circles going around it, but no, it wasn't. I don't know. Everybody's having problems computerized. I was just talking to someone in Pennsylvania, and they said they had major, major problems. So are we in retrograde? Is our planet's retrograding, or what's going on?
I don't know, but all I know is I was just speaking with Mike doing the sports report on the phone, and all of a sudden we lost the connection to him. That was just a telephone call.
Well, anyhow, good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning, Pat. So we had a beautiful weekend here. Beautiful weekend. Yeah. I had a beautiful night, Saturday night, for the opening of the Divas, which I broadcast from. And then a beautiful day to be at the car show on Sunday, which was a gorgeous day. And yesterday wasn't too shabby of a day either.
No, it was not. And likewise, my niece came up with her family Saturday. And then Saturday night, we had the showing of our movie, the one we did last year. That worked out real well. And then Sunday, I was doing a lot of running around, trying to get as much done as possible, because I won't be up at the lake this weekend. And thank God I won't be, because if I wasn't going to Cape Cod this weekend, I would not go to the lake. Why, you ask? I'm glad you did, Marshall, because it's going to be too darn hot and humid. And with no air conditioning up there, I would have just stayed home. So, c'est la vie. Now, today will be partly sunny. It'll get more humid, 90. Tonight, a shower or thunderstorm, mid-70s for the low. Hazy and humid, showers and scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. Any of these storms could be gusty, middle 80s. Thursday, what's left of Barry's moisture comes across the area, with showers and storms around 80. Then we're up near 90, hazy and humid on Friday. And over the weekend, folks, oppressively hot and humid, 95 to 100 Saturday and Sunday. And because of the heat and humidity, there could be a thunderstorm. Hopefully, there won't be any blackouts.
Now, so the humidity really starts tomorrow in earnest?
In earnest.
Yeah. It'll start increasing today, but not in earnest.
Right.
Now, what about tonight? Will it be humid tonight?
Yes.
Okay. So then once this evening comes, we got humidity along with heat right through the weekend.
Right, and into next week.
Well, Friday night I'll be broadcasting live again from the Sharon Playhouse, and thunderstorms on Friday night?
Friday night? No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's good.
No.
That's good. That's good. But I'm all set for the warm weather, Pat. I'm raring ready to go.
I'm glad you are.
Well, somebody has to be.
That's right. Because, you know, I am not a fan of it at all.
Now, aren't you glad you weren't in New York at a play the other night when they had their blackout?
No, thank God. No, I was up at the lake when they had their blackout. So I wasn't there. But they were saying last night on TV that there could be another one. And I'm thinking along the lines, well, the weather is not going to help it, because the weather is really going to get brutal. So, I don't know.
Don't you think with all the cyber warfare that's going around that countries are doing this to one another? Don't you believe that?
Yeah, I do.
What's the chances on the 10th anniversary of the last major power outage to another one hit, and already we're, what, 2 or 3 days past that? Then there's no logical explanation for what happened.
No, they're saying it was a cable.
Yeah, but that's as good as the one that a squirrel caused. A squirrel bit into a wire.
Right, bit into a wire. Right, exactly. No, there isn't. And these are some of the hazards of summertime weather.
Yeah.
Just like we have hazards in the wintertime, we have hazards in the summertime, and this is one of them. So this is going to be an intense heat wave. There's no doubt in my mind about it. And you should begin making your plans on the cool side now. I should also tell you that our handyman did show up yesterday.
Yep.
the walkway, all the blue slate is down. It's not grouted yet. The lamppost has been put up. And now they're working on the main layer, the stoop, which is the big layer. They ran out of slate, so they're going to get more slate, or he's going to get more slate today. And he guarantees us that that entire job will be done on Friday.
There you go.
You think I believe that?
No.
No, I don't. and that's it. Other than that, I can't say there was anything groundbreaking yesterday. By accident, the gas can that was in my car, bringing it down to the studio Saturday night to run the generator, some of the gas spilled out, and I spent about 2 hours yesterday trying to get the gas smell out of my car.
Don't you have one of those rubber mats to go in the back?
No, they didn't give me one, and I didn't buy one.
Oh, gosh, I have one in the back of my SUV. It's the greatest thing in the world. It doesn't look bad. It's fit. It's a WeatherTech thing, fit to the back of the truck. And if I haul garbage or do anything like that, all I do is take it out, hose it down, let it dry out, and put it back in, and there's no stinkeroony at all.
Well, I worked hard yesterday. Vinegar, baking soda, the whole bit. We'll see how, you know.
It'll air out. When you're driving it, when you go from...
Open the windows, right?
Yeah, open the windows and just drive, and sooner or later it'll air itself out. Okay. It will. But don't get an air freshener put it in there because it only make it the two stink together and that's even worse.
Right, and you just don't want to inhale that because inhaling gasoline is not good for you.
Yeah, what about that other stuff, that Febreze? Have you thought of Febreze?
No. And one of the sites on the internet did say some squirts of Febreze would help.
Yeah, I think that'll help because it doesn't put a smell in the air. But so try Febreze. That's what I would.
I'm going to try that. Today when I get in the car, I'll see if I still smell it. If I don't, I'll leave left well enough alone. But if I do, I will try that.
All right. Now, Wednesday through Saturday for North Canaan, their carnival, because they're kicking off railroad days. And Wednesday through Saturday, our friends in Dover are having their carnival as well. So people are going to have perfect summertime weather to go to those things.
Well, I think so.
Most of those things are done in the evening. So when it's warm and humid in the evening, it's different than being under the sun during the day.
I guess you're right. Yeah, you're right. The thing is that in this kind of an air mass, even though you don't have the sun to worry about at night, the humidity is going to be, you'll be able to cut it with a knife.
Well, that's why the good Lord invented water.
That's right. That's right. You have
drink
to hydrate
water.
Yourself. Yes, you're
hydrate.
Right.
Hydrate.
Good
hydrate.
Point.
You know, that's what my doctor always says. Hydrate, hydrate.
Hydrate, hydrate. Yes. Good point. I have a bottle of water always sitting on my desk. What about you?
I have a bottle of Johnny Walker.
that's not called hydrating.
No, it's not.
You're getting it confused, Marshall.
But it's a lot more fun.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
All right. Well, gosh. Well, so we're into the thick of it. The dog days of August, and it's not even August.
Yeah, you're right. And there's a nice full moon, too, folks, in case you're wondering. It's called the Thunder Moon.
Thunder Moon.
So if you get a chance to see that tonight, by all means, try to see it.
All right. A Thunder Moon.
Yes.
All right. Now, I want to find something here. Hang on a second here. Because I saw a movie the other day because I got home fairly early and I didn't want to go to bed. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. Alita: Battle Angel. It's from James Cameron, guy who did Avatar and stuff like that. It is a fun movie to watch because I'm normally good at guessing what's going to happen to characters in movies.
Okay.
This one blew me away. I was wrong on all my guesses.
But what is the name of the movie?
Alita, A-L-I-T-A, Battle Angel.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, it came out in I think January of this year, 2019, January or February. And it's now up on Prime Video. And I just enjoyed the heck out of it. That's all I'll say to you. Alita, Battle Angel.
Okay. I will look it up.
Who knows? Maybe it's one you can set up and have the board be the bad guys and the other people be the good guys.
I'd love to do that, let me tell you.
All right. Well, anyways, Alita, Battle Angel. Remember that. That's my movie recommendation to you.
Thank you, Marshall.
All right. Pat, I want you to get to work providing forecasts.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
And I'll check with you tomorrow morning. Hopefully, everything will work 100% tomorrow morning.
Well, let's hope. Yeah, good luck on that.
All right.
And keep cool.
Oh, always will. Okay. All right, take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast this morning.